and welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The Reese Public School District held a special board meeting earlier this month. Discussions include student cell phone use, potential policy changes, bandwidth issues, and firewall systems to manage traffic and block sites. Carrie Messing will present current security procedures in a closed session to ensure the district's network is protected. The board also approved new hires, Allison Freeman as the GSRP lead teacher, Sherry Whitwell as fourth grade teacher, Stephanie Hubbard as recess aide, Claire Clark Putcha as athletic coordinator, and bus drivers Scott Creel and Grace Curtis. Resignations were also accepted from Jamie Stottlemyre, Director of Operations, and Heather Vow, recess aide. And a woman riding her bicycle was killed along M25 in Sanilac Tuesday morning. Authorities say the 60-year-old was traveling south near Downington Road in Forester Township around 11 a.m. when she was struck from behind by a southbound pickup truck. She was airlifted to McLaren Lapeer Regional Hospital, but later died from her injuries. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office is investigating and will submit reports to the prosecutor's office to determine if charges are warranted. Former Saginaw Mayor Wilmer Jones Ham, the city's first female mayor, is being remembered this week. Ham served from 2001 to 2005 and passed away September 8th of 2025 following a medical emergency. Her godson, Benjamin Smith, reflected on her 3 decades of service, highlighting achievements like revitalizing the Genesee Corridor, restoring neighborhoods, and promoting unity across the city, with many remembering her as uplifting and encouraging. We'll be right back with the news, but first we got a quick message from our sponsor at Ortis Ford.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
With the state considering privatizing mental health services, agencies like Tuscola Behavioral Health Systems are speaking out about the impact. On September 17th, they joined other agencies and clients in Lansing for the 21st annual Walk a Mile in My Shoes rally. The event highlighted the importance of mental health services that support more than 300,000 Michigan residents facing mental health and developmental disabilities. Participants thanked Senator Dan Lowers and Representative Gregory Alexander for attending. The event was sponsored by the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan. And for some sports news, the Unionville Seaboing Patriots claimed victory Friday night in the 32nd annual Pioneer Sugar Bowl. The Patriots defeated the Reese Rockets in a close game, 24-22, bringing home the trophy, a $500 check for the athletic department, and bragging rights for the next year. With the win, USA now leads the series 17-15 in a long-standing rivalry that began back in 1994. The Michigan Sugar Queen and her court were also on hand for the event. And the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will meet as a committee of the whole Monday morning at 8 p.m. at the Purdy Building in Caro. On the agenda, Sheriff Ryan Robinson will request approval to purchase 7 license plate readers and cameras. The ISD's transportation director will review the annual school plan, and commissioners will also hear a request to apply for a state trailways grant, and Administrator Erica Dibble will provide a financial update. We'll be right back with your news, but first we have a quick message from our sponsors at Tri-County Equipment.
Are you looking for a new compact utility tractor? Now's the best time to buy. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today to take advantage of their best deals yet. 1R and 3E compact utility tractors are available with 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 cash off. Check out the John Deere 1025R compact utility tractor or the larger 3E utility series John Deere tractors. Prefer to skip financing? You can get up to $2,000 extra cash off any of these machines. You'll get more tractor for less money, and John Deere tractors are backed by the best service and parts in the industry with John Deere and Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations throughout eastern Michigan. Head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today. These deals won't last forever.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
Hundreds gathered Wednesday evening on Uptown Drive in Bay City for the United Way of Bay County's fourth annual Longest Table fundraiser. More than 300 guests enjoyed dinner, live music, and conversation at one long continuous table along the riverfront. Each ticket purchase also provided a matching ticket for a local family struggling to make ends meet. The evening featured pizza, local drinks, ice cream, and entertainment from Empty Canvas, with donations supporting United Way programs in youth development, health, and financial stability. Organizers say the event helps bring the community together, and they plan to continue and expand it for future years. Huron County has a new 73B District Court judge. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Julianne Ferris to fill the probate judge position. The appointment covers a partial term set to expire January 1st of 2027, replacing David Harrington, who retired after 18 years on the bench. Ferris of Bad Axe holds a bachelor's in early childhood education from the University of Georgia, a doctorate from Florida Coastal School of Law. She is a partner at Ferris, Schwedler, and O'Mara, specializing in family and probate law, and previously worked as an associate attorney in Atlanta. She also serves on the board of Thumb Area Transit and is currently a member and the former president of the Huron County Bar Association. That brings us to the end of our news for the hour. If you want this news and more, you can head on over to thumbnet.net.